Sefer Achinuch Shir for Monday night, August 8th.
Parshas Devarim.
Parshas Devarim. But actually, this week, we're going to be focusing on a mitzvah that takes place next week's parsha, Parshas Vayeschanan. But to have a little hakdama as to the nature of the shir, there's a very famous Mishnah that ends Maseches Makos that we're familiar with because, number one, the minhag is to say it after we finish reading Pirkei Avos on Shabbos. And number two, the minhag is that after somebody learns in public, in order to say a Kaddish Rabbanon, we want to have a Mishnah. Because to say Kaddish Rabbanon, you need to say a Mishnah before. So very often, this Mishnah, which is the last Mishnah of Makos, has become the token Mishnah, which is usually mentioned, Amar B'Chanan Ben Akasha, Ratzah Kaddish Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael. Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted to increase the merits for Klal Yisrael. L'fichach, therefore, Hir Bo Lahem Torah Mitzvot. So he increased upon them the amount of Torah that they have to learn and the amount of mitzvot that they have to do. And this concept of Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakos Es Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the mitzvot as a way to help ourselves, as a way to increase for ourselves the chuyos, as actually a favor, as opposed to just being a burden, really manifests itself in Mitzvah Tav Chaf, Mitzvah 420, which appears in next week's Parsha, Parshas Vayeschanan, a rather well-known mitzvah, the mitzvah of Likros Shema Pa'amayim B'chol Yom, to say Kriya Shema twice a day. Where is the pasuk, where it comes from? So the pasuk tells us, the Sefer Achinuch quotes, Shenitztavinu Likros B'chol Yom, Arvis V'Shachris, that we are commanded to read every day in the evening and the morning, Pasuk Echad Min HaTorah Shebeseder Zeh, one pasuk from the Torah in this parasha, Bezehu Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad, Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, without getting into which aspects of Shema Min HaTorah Min HaChachamim, Bezehu Shema, Ala Pasuk Zeh Nemar, B'Dibar Tabam, B'Shiftecha B'Veisecho, V'Lechtecha B'Derech, and the two key words, B'Shachbecha, when a person goes to sleep, which the Gemara in Brachos means the evening time, U'Bekumecha, the time that people get up in the morning. Now, what is the shorish, what is the root of this mitzvah of Kriya Shema? And that's what the Sefer Achinuch is going to explain, and that's going to be the first part of the shir. Sefer Achinuch writes, Mishor Shei Mitzvah, Sherotzo Hashem Lizakos Amo, that Hashem wanted to give merits to his nation, almost like a paraphrase of that Mishnah which we just mentioned before, Sheyikablu Aleha Malchuso, that they should accept his kingship upon them, V'yichudo, and his oneness, v'chol yom v'layla, every day and every night, kol hayomim shehim chayim, all the days that they are alive. Okay, so the first thing, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the opportunity to stop for a moment and think about that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the king, and when do we do this? In the morning, when we get up, and in the evening when we go to sleep. Now, what is the great zechus? What do we need to do this and say this every single day? You say it once or twice, and you know it a couple of times. You sing an Uncle Moishe song, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, everywhere, up, up, down, down. We know Hashem is one, Hashem is everywhere. Why do we have to keep saying this every single day, twice? What's this great zechus? So the Sefer Achinuch continues, Ki biyos ha'adam bal chomer. A person is a physical being. Nifte achar havli ha'olam. He is seduced normally after the follies of the world. B'nimshach l'ta'avosav, and often he's drawn to his desires. So rich al kolponim, he needs, therefore, zikaron tamidi, a constant reminder, b'malchus shamayim, with the heaven of Hashem, l'shomro minachet, to stop him from, to guard him from sinning. Al kein haya, therefore, al kein haya mechasto, therefore, from his great kindness, zakosenu, and therefore he commanded us to remember him. These two times, Bikeva, the set time, Uvechavana Gemura, and with complete concentration, Achas Bayom, once in the day, Lahovio Lachol Ma'asinu Bayom, to affect all our actions during the day. Okay, and why is this? And the Sefer Achinuch explains, because once you're doing this, your whole day is going to set the tone for your day, that everything you're going to be doing throughout your day is going to be governed by Hashgachas Hashem. You're going to be realizing that You're part of God's providence. And in the nighttime also, it should also be for the night. So again, just to summarize, this idea of saying Shema in the morning and the night is it gives us the opportunity to take a step back and to have the proper tool to keep us spiritually focused when we're doing our physical lives. Man is a physical being, as the Sefer HaChinuch says. We live a physical existence, and the goal is to ingest as much spirituality and recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our physical lives. The way to do it is by focusing on HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. So you're bookended by this command. So looking at this, Shema is not just this thing that we have to say, but Shema is actually a privilege. And it gives us this opportunity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the opportunity. He's saying, here's the tool. Please go ahead and use it. Now, Sefer HaChinuch goes on to say, because it involves taking an abstract concept almost of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the king, which we can't see, but we have to visualize it, and internalizing it, Shema needs kavana. Now, what exactly is kavana? We always say that kavana means intent, kavana means feeling, concentration. Really, though, if you look at modern Hebrew, the word kivun is a direction. And what kavana is, the Mabit and the Sefer Beis Elokim, Sefer they wrote on Tefillah, explains that kavana means to direct your thought and your mind to the meaning of the word. And I wanted to focus on the last remaining minutes of the shir as to meaning of a couple of very famous words. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It seems a little bit of a redundancy. Hey, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Why is there a need to say both? So the Malbim explains that if you look at the word Hashem Elokeinu, there is a real, real deep underlying message going on over here. And to understand this, we need just a little brief introduction. And we can probably use this, again, in our own personal lives as well. And by using our personal lives, we can use it to understand or get an insight into how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts also. You know, a person is going shopping, and his wife gives him a gigantic shopping list, and tries a couple of things, and she wants this product and not that one, and he's going through all the shopping, and all of a sudden in the middle, after the fifth time that he's in the store, his wife calls him again on his phone, he finally picks up and says, "What do you want?" After he does that, his phone rings again, and he's about to go ahead and say, "What do you want?" when he sees the caller ID, and he sees that it's his boss. And it's his boss saying, "Oh, I need you to come in tomorrow, an extra day for it." Guarantee you that the way that you talk to your boss is going to be very different than the way that you talk to your spouse after your spouse has called you five times in the store. Whether it's correct or not, that's a different story, but that's human nature. But the fact that you talk to your spouse when you're aggravated in one way and you talk to your boss in a different way, it doesn't indicate that you're two separate people. It's rather what? You're one person, and you're interacting with one person in one way, and you're interacting with another person in another way. We say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a midas harachamim, attribute of mercy, and a midas hadin, an attribute of din. The old Avodah Zarah, the old idolatrous theology used to believe that there cannot be a God that works with rachamim and works with din. There has to be, so to say, the good cop and the bad cop. That's right. And all the good is done by one God, and all the bad is done by another God. The name Hashem signifies the midas harachamim, where God is acting in a merciful way. The Elokeinu comes from the word Elokim, which symbolizes the midas hadin. When we're saying Shema, we get right off the bat and say, Shema Yisrael, Listen, concentrate, Klal Yisrael, internalize. Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem, when he acts as Midas Adin, Midas Arachman, excuse me. And Elokeinu, when Hashem is acting as Midas Adin, they're the same. It's all part of Hashem Echad. It's all part of the same God. But the Malbim takes it a step further. The Malbim takes it a step further that when we say Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, that really Hashem Elokeinu, God when he's merciful, and God when he's tough, so to speak, when he's acting with din, is still Hashem. Because God's din is really God's mercy. And when we say this together, Hashem Echad, we are saying that no matter what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to with us, on a personal level, on a national level, it's all through Rachamim. Whether it's through din, comes out tougher, whether it comes out merciful, it's all for our best interests. This is one of the kavanos. The kavanah really means directing your thoughts. According to the Malbim, this is what you say when you say Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The oneness of God is that no matter what you're dealt, it's still the same God, a God of compassion who's looking after your best interest.
Otherwise, it would say Hashem Elokeinu Echad.
Yeah, it might say that. It might say Hashem Echad, right? Or could have said Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad. Why need to say Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? Just say simply Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echad. God is one, and he would have accomplished the same thing. So we see that you're accomplishing even more. And of course, this period right now, in the 9 days, which of course throughout our periods of the year, this is the time where historically we felt the Midas Hadin more than any other time. But what's important to realize is that within every Elokeinu, Elokeinu is really part of Hashem. And in fact, in the Haftorah that we're going to be reading this week, Be'ez Hashem, one of the first psukim says, Banim Mashkisim. Yishayahu describes Klal Yisrael in the words of Hashem, and it says, my children are destructive. They're destroying. And I believe it's the Sifte Chaim that says that within that tochacha, within that rebuke that's calling Klal Yisrael destructive people, there's this nechama, there's a comfort. And what's the comfort? That no matter what, we're still banim. We're still Hashem's children. So while, again, we spoke about the example we said before, the phone call with your spouse and the phone call with your boss, while you might be a little bit short-tempered after your spouse has called you 5 times when you're in the store, which one do you have the better relationship? Somebody who's your family or somebody who you work for? Obviously, we just hope that's the one. The closer relationship is the one with your family. Mm-hmm. That even though you might react with a certain din, the family knows that, yeah, he might be a little short-tempered now, but there's still a bond. That bond is there. And when the little anger goes away, the love is going to show. And this is what we hope also during this period of Bein HaMetzarim, last 9 days, and Tisha B'Av, that we'll Be'ez Hashem get through this period of destruction and we'll be able to see the period of Nechama, not just in the Haftorahs, not just in the Shabbos Nachamu, in the name, but also in the daily life.